Petition for Douglas White, June 22, 53, addressed as a letter to Dr. Workman, WORKMAN 269-975-979-6335. Dear Dr. Workman, follow up for Mr. White, advanced renal failure, history of obstructed uropathy, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in May. His mayor complaining for severe urinary frequency, urgency, incontinence, denies infection, cloudiness of blood, denies abdominal back discomfort. Has gained weight from 282 to 89. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. There has been lower extremity edema, probably exacerbated by Norvasc, some pruritus, no active ulcer or cellulitis. Some dyspnea, but no purulent material hemoptysis. Has not been able to go back to you and all the doctors in the southwest of Michigan because of the distance. We are looking for a local urologist available, as everybody appears to be booked. I review medications. I want to highlight the Norvasc as the only blood pressure treatment. Takes inhalers as needed. Cholesterol, diabetes, triglyceride management, already on Flomax. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Today weight 289, blood pressure 140 over 80, morbid obesity, no localized RALS, no consolidation pleural effusion, oxygen saturation on room air was 97%, no pericardial RAP, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no flag tenderness, severe edema 3-4 plus below the knees, mild decreased hearing, no speech problems, no focal motor deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries from July, creatinine 2.7. Has fluctuated between 2.1 and present level. Present GFR 24 is stage 4, a normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis of 21, normal nutrition, corrected calcium low side, phosphorus not elevated. Anemia 10.4, a small red blood cell 77, increase of neutrophils, normal platelet count. Prior PTH not elevated, actually in the low side 27. I do not see any recent iron studies. As you are aware, he has prior cystoscopy with ureteral stent, stone retrieval. There has been also prior colonoscopy with a polypus cancer removed, did not require any radiation or chemotherapy. For that purpose, the last CT scan was from August 2022. In that opportunity, no evidence of metastasis. He does have, however, bilateral hydronephrosis, considered mild at that time, as well as diffuse bladder thickening from bladder outlet obstruction. Pacemaker because of, prior normal ejection fraction with enlargement of the right ventricle and reduced function, and prior type 2 AB block 3:1. Requiring a pacemaker. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Number one, CKD stage 4. Next number, bilateral hydronephrosis. Prior stenting. Next number, history of recurrent urinary tract infection. Next number, symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. Next number, lower extremity edema, in part related to body size. Also, question right side heart failure, as indicated above on the echo, and effect of medication like amlodipine. Next number, probably iron deficiency anemia. Anemia with small red blood cells, probably iron deficiency. This needs to be tested. Next number, prior smoker, COPD abnormalities, inhalers. Next number, social issue. He is far away from family and all his doctors that knows him very well. At the same time, he does not want to move back to the close to family, and wants to very selectively follow with local doctors. He is requesting us to find a close by urology, which we are going to do. We are decreasing the amlodipine from 10 to 5 milligrams. We are going to add, because of his urinary symptoms, doxazosin, beginning at 2 milligrams at night, progressively rising to 8, potentially 10, as long as there is no side effects, including postural blood pressure drops. That might help also with his symptoms of enlargement of the prostate and until he's able to see a urologist. We will monitor chemistry on a regular basis. There is no indication for dialysis. We will monitor anemia for potential EPO treatment after rule out iron deficiency. Plan to see him back on the next few months. End of dictation.